Is March 2nd, 2016, and we're going to continue with lesson 447, opposition on the side, continuing on the back. I'm going to add in arching the spine. Okay? So begin as you lie there, as we usually do, to settle into the floor and to start to become aware of yourself. Aware of how you're making contact with the floor today. And as we did last week, we really examined the difference between the right side and the left side, since we're going to be going back and forth on the sides. So if you were to split yourself in half, is right now just really noticing how does the right side make contact with the floor. That means the right shoulder blade, the right side of your mid back and lower back, the right side of your pelvis. Your right leg, your right hip, your right knee. How does the entire right side feel right now? And then compare and contrast that awareness, or your awareness, to the left side of yourself. You know, so what stands out as feeling different? And sometimes these differences show up in the sense of something feels tighter or more stiff, something feels freer or more at ease, something isn't resting as much on the floor, right? Those are all ways in which in our mind we're experiencing, sensing, and observing our differences. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, noticing the quality of rolling your head. That's it. How that feels today. And then we're going to start off on, can I move this over a little bit? On your right side. So bring your right arm straight out. Roll over onto your right side, bring the left arm straight on top, and your knees are bent. Your knees are stacked, so again, the left arm is on top of the right arm, right? And what we were working with last week, the last couple weeks, is start to raise the left arm. So Jane, bring your left arm, your left arm's on top of the right, right? So you raise the arm up towards the ceiling and bring it back down. Much better, you guys. So from the get-go, you feel and notice your whole spine, your face, your head participating, right? So your head is rolling on the floor. Your spine is rotating. And now, see if you can do this just a little bit slower. Right? Not to be in such a hurry. There's nowhere to get to. So when you go slower, it allows you to track in your mind what you're doing, to feel what you're doing. Bless you.
I'm getting that drowning sensation in my head.
Good. Now come back to resting your left arm on top of your right arm. That's it. So stay there on your side. And now you're going to do a movement with your left leg, okay? So you're going to start to let your left leg slide off the right leg behind you, as if you were going to kick something behind you. Okay, behind, not down. So Lynn, where's behind? That means behind you, where your butt is. So you're going to kick the wall behind you. Okay? And then bring the leg back up. So what's really important about this movement is some of you do this movement just from your leg, and that's going to cause trouble. Right? I would like you to feel what happens in your pelvis and your spine. So when you kick the leg behind, your spine arches, your belly comes forward. But then when you bring the knee and the leg back to rest on top of the right leg, your pelvis curls back, right? You round a little bit. That's it, Lynn. Right? Some of you get into this kicking just behind you and then stay stuck. Right? So again, Corinne, as you kick, go way slower. As you kick behind, you get an arch, belly forward, hip opens, chest opens, then slowly bring the leg back. And as you bring the knee back right now, let the back go. That's it. Let the back go. Let the back go, right? Otherwise, you're staying there stuck open, just like, okay? Mary, you too, bring the back backwards now. That's let it go. That's it. Okay. Now, let those movements go. Let's roll onto your back and let's rest. Try to keep your leg parallel. It's because you're tilting it like that. So Jane, rest on your back. There you go.
That's the kind of stuff I never hear. That feels good. That was
good. Okay, so now we're going to bring the left arm out. You're going to roll onto your left side. You're going to bring your right arm on top. Right? And the first movement is you're going to lift now the right arm up towards the ceiling. Again, following the arm and your fingertips is your whole spine, your head, and then going back down slowly. So let your head rest on the floor. Remember, your head rests and rolls on the floor. You don't want to lift your head and suspend it in the air. There is a way for your head to rest around your shoulders. Beautiful. Then you're going to pause with that movement when you bring your right arm back down. Please have it rest on top of the left. And now we're going to do the movement of the right leg. So my recommendation is when you kick the right leg behind you, remember this idea we did last week, you keep it parallel, the hip, knee, and the foot. You know, nothing's dragging on the floor. So keep it up, parallel. If the foot's on the floor, it's gonna hurt the knee. That's it, and when you bring the knee back, the pelvis rounds again. Right, so this is the whole action or movement that occurs for walking and running.
When I tip my head this way, my sinus is just going nuts.
There you go. Beautiful. Okay, and let's pause again, letting that go. Roll onto your back and let's rest. And again, now as you're resting, just observing how you're lying on your back now. Okay, so from here, we're going to stay on your back for a minute. And we're going to recall last week, bringing your feet together. So your feet are now together. And doing leg straightening. So the inside edge of your feet are together. Lynn, inside, there you go. That's right, you weren't here. So we did a movement of flexing the ankles and extending. So flexing is like that you're bringing the toes up towards your knees, and extending is driving them away. Again, let's start very easy and simple. Okay, very small movement. Some of you think, okay, extend, and you try to push your toes as far away from you as possible. So whenever you do that, catch yourself. And do a smaller movement, right? There's nothing good about going to the end or extreme. And then you pull the toes up. So there's nothing good about that. I don't know how else to tell you that. But going to the end point has no meaning. There's nothing achieved except that you reach an end point. When that is your focus, you lose the whole point of the movement. The most important part of the movement is the very first moment you move. That's when it all happens in your brain. Much better. Good. Okay, so now that you're doing that slow, do you feel the connection up your spine? So when your feet move away from you, it kind of tugs your spine down. And then when you flex the feet, it's like the spine pushes up. And if you don't feel it, no worries. Just hallucinate and imagine it's there anyways. Excellent. Now, what you may also feel is as you flex the feet, it goes up your spine so far, but it stops. It may not reach your neck. So again, that's the question to ask yourself. That is very important. Where does the stop occur? Beautiful. Pause. Let your feet just relax. Just let it go for a moment. So now we're going to bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. When you bring your feet to standing, you bring them to that very good standing place where your heels are lined up with your pelvis. Excellent. Okay? Perfect. Okay. Now we're going to start with the movement we've done many, many times before of just rolling, tilting your pelvis. Okay? I'm going to say there's no lifting, right? Right now we're not lifting the pelvis in the air. We're just rolling it. So it's like when a ball rolls, right? There's continuous contact. You just change the reference point. So you're going to go from flattening the lower back. So as the lower back makes more contact, the tailbone makes less. And then you're going to start to roll in the direction towards the tailbone so that the tailbone you're completely sitting on and the lower back starts to come away from the floor, right? And I think a ball is a really good image, right? So when it's rolling, I'm thinking of bowling now, right now. I haven't been bowling in so long. When it's rolling, right, again, you're changing contact. So there's no lifting. Right? It may feel a sense of lifting because the contact at one moment in the lower back becomes less as the tailbone's more, right? But you're not lifting up in the air, right? Does that make sense? Language is so important. And these images are so important because when you think of rolling, you think of a smooth quality transitioning through this area of your lower back into your tailbone, right? And if you can think of it that way, and if you can think of the movement, beautiful Mary, really smooth, like a ball rolling. And there may be some places around the tailbone and stuff where it doesn't feel so smooth, right? And that's really important to become aware of. Now, as you continue to do this very gentle, smooth, rolling movement, you're again now going to examine and notice the movement of your spine and your head. And my guess is for the few of you that maybe didn't feel the foot movement going all the way up, you now are getting the movement all the way up, right? So when you flatten your lower back, it's like your spine is like a skewer and it pushes your head up on the mat. And then when you come down and arch the lower back and sit on the tailbone, it pulls your whole head, your chin down into your spine, right? Your chin pulls into your chest, right? But Marlene, don't move your head. Just let it happen. Don't force it to happen. Just feel it happen. Now let your pelvis go the other way. The other way. Yeah. And let it pull. Pull, pull, pull. Let it happen. But you're trying to keep your chin up. Can just let your, yes, just let your head relax. Right there. There. Now go the other way, Marlene. Push your belly out. Pull, no.
You said push belly out.
Okay, don't do anything with your head. Stop everything with your head. Only move your pelvis. Let it come down. Now let it go up. Now, yeah, but you're still moving your head. That right there, you just didn't do it. Okay, let the pelvis dictate it. Now you're letting the pelvis. Don't anticipate it. Yeah, and it doesn't move that much. You're over anticipating it. Here. You're way over anticipating.
Okay.
I don't know why you're there's neutral.
Okay.
So you're doing this. It's way too big of a, there's neutral.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now let me just do it. See? It's that.
Uh-huh.
It's that. That's all it is. That and that. It's no more than that.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. But your leg was right. I thought I had. There. Just, yeah. You're doing it from your head.
Okay.
You know why this is hard for you?
Why?
Because of all the neck stuff with sewing.
Mm.
Always moving your head first. Just go so slow right now, Marlene. That's it right there. Your head gets tugged on. Your pelvis is the anchor.
Mm-hmm.
Let this, right there, you did your head first. Don't do it. Let your head feel the response. Do your pelvis. Put all your attention here.
Okay.
Move your pelvis. Move your pelvis. Move your pelvis. Move your pelvis. Don't do anything with your head. Just let it come. Nope, you're encouraging it to happen. Just let the pelvis do it. Right there. That's it. And there. No more than that. Okay? I don't know how I got stuck over you. Okay. Good. So that gave you a lot of time to make it clear. Okay. Let's pause and straighten your legs. Okay, so now this time, we're going to bend just the right leg. Let's bring the right leg up to standing. And you're going to turn your palm up towards the ceiling, right? So we did this last week, so it's your right palm. And you're going to think about pushing the right foot, we'll say, into the floor. The same time, you're going to slide your right palm in the direction of the right heel as if it would eventually come under the heel. So you can let the right side of the pelvis lift. You also let the right side of the ribs shorten. You're letting the right shoulder blade slide down your back, right? The back of your head is going to drag over to the right, right? Everything's going to kind of shorten on the right so that you can bring that right hand under your right heel. And you can also walk the right heel up. But really be aware that the right shoulder blade slides down your back, that it does not pull forward, right? You want it to go back. And you get the heel of your right foot into the heel of your right hand. So you can let your pelvis lift on that side. Yeah, there you go. Yep, and walk your foot up. You'll find a way. Keep doing that until you get it in there. Yeah. Find a way. So there's something that has to happen. Back to this area, remember, we worked on like 2 weeks ago. Remember? Yes. Yeah. And then let this see. That's it. Let that drop. That's it. Okay, and if you need to lift your right hip a lot, once you've got the hand under the heel, you're going to hold on. You don't let go. I mean, the only people that really can't do this is if you've had a real significant knee surgery. Okay? So then you're okay to not fully reach. Now, the rest of you, continue to hold on, and you're going to lower the pelvis down and lift it up and lower it down. Slowly lower it down so that you can realize the right side of the pelvis can indeed rest. So what that means is that the change occurs, beautiful, the change occurs in the upper back. Yes, so don't you force it, Jane. So just stay like there.
My knee won't go in.
Right. So more than, I want you to keep your foot like this.
Like that.
Parallel, right? And just that's good enough right there. So the rest of you lower the pelvis and voila, you're still holding on to your heel. Now bring your head a little bit back to neutral. Your face should be towards the ceiling. So some of you are really moving the upper back more than it needs to. There you go. Now, as you continue to hold on to this foot, you're going to lift the upper part of your foot, right, to flex, and then lower it back down. So like you're tapping, but Lynn, not the toes, the whole foot. So you pivot on the heel. Think of the heel of your foot is going to press into the heel of your hand. Mary, the heel of your foot pushes in. You need to listen. The heel of your foot is going to press into the floor. Just listen, Mary. Don't try to force anything. Just listen. I'm modifying it for you. Pivot your foot. Lift. Okay? You're all drummers. You're going to learn to drum. You got to lift that whole foot and put everything in the heel and then lower it. This is not just lifting the toes. And I'd like you to avoid just lifting the toes. So that means I want you to think of your foot flat. So you're pivoting all on your heel. You have an ankle. Believe it or not, you have an ankle. You need it for walking. If you don't know how to do this movement, then you can't walk. So you lift the whole foot and lower it. Now do it fast. Tap it. Up, down, up, down. Make noise. Lynn, excellent. Make noise. You're a drummer. tap, 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 tap. Harder. Okay, so slow it down and let it really go kerplunk. Can you give the foot weight? Not the whole foot. You're tapping, right? Your heel stays in contact. No, you're pivoting your foot, Jane, and drop it. No, drop the front part of the foot.
Drummer.
Think of a drummer. What does a drummer do? They do not lift their heel ever.
So you're tapping like that.
That's right. That's called tapping.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but you guys are still holding. Those of you that get shin splints and cramps, feel the tension in your shin. Okay, let your hand go. Keep your leg up. Tap! You guys are like wallflowers. Tap! Make sound! That's why! Okay, rest it.
That's why what?
Rest, right? I want to hear a foot tap.
Wow.
But this tells me, remember we started with this last week, foot issues, and I said we're going to keep working with it. Tap. Make sound. Tap, 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 tap. Why are you holding in your foot? Tap, 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 tap. Let's make some sound. There you go, Marlene. Right, because when you don't make the sound, okay, now, purposely try not to make sound and feel what you do. All that work you do in your shin and calf. There you go. Now you guys are making noise. Okay, let it go. Oh, that was a lot of work. It's a lot of work sometimes letting things go. No, it really is. Seriously, it is, right? So if, whether it's been a knee issue, a hip issue, there is some reason that you're holding around the foot, which means that you're not ever walking through the foot, which means you're not grounded. So heaven forbid your hip and knee can't be free. Right? Okay, feel how different right now the right leg feels, right? Something's really different right now, isn't it? Just from tapping the foot, not just from tapping, but you let go of something that was unnecessary to be there. And I know, you know, we don't know 80% of the time it's existing because it became a habit. But feel how something is changing now about how you sense the whole right side and how you sense you. Is that good? Corinne, how are we doing? Good? Okay. Okay, let's try this with the left side. So let's bring the left foot up, right? So Lynn, again, anybody with knee issues, you don't need to bring the hand under the foot. If you have not had a knee issue, then you can, okay? So you bring the left hand down, the palms up, and you're gonna start to slide that hand down. You're gonna lift the left hip. You're gonna shorten the ribs on the left side so that you can eventually get a hold of the heel. But again, those of you with knee issues, it's okay if you don't. Lynn, that's fine, okay? Don't strain on the knee, that's it. And then once you're there, you're gonna try to lower the pelvis back down. So you're gonna see that you really don't have to have the pelvis up, right? And then you're gonna start to tap. And again, tapping means you have to pivot on the entire heel, right? That means the entire whole rest of the foot has to be airborne. And you just tap. You know, musicians do a lot of tapping, and singers, right? Performers. This is how they keep track of count. you go. And Corinne's really getting it. She's just letting the foot drop, right? So again, if it's too much for the hand to be on the under the heel, let that part go. The most important part is the tapping. Okay, so we're gonna, I want you to, you're more worried about this, okay? Okay, let the toes relax. Lift the whole foot. Yeah, this is your ankle. Now drop. See, you hold. Lift, drop. Lift, drop. Lift, drop. That's it. That was a good one. It's almost like start to pound the floor. Pump, pump, pump. Make noise. As much noise. Beautiful. Excellent.
So much harder on the left side.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's an uncoordination there that is just
enough. Okay, let's let it go and let's rest again. Oh. Okay, so let's try this now. Let's try to bend both knees, bring them both standing. Let's just have your arms lie down your sides, right, with the palms up. Just be in that position as if you were going to get your heels, but you're not. And bring your feet together, side by side. Let's lift both feet and drop both feet, right? Tap. Pivot on the heels. Right? Pivot on the heels. Drop. Bang. Bang. That's it. Now, when you get the banging going, but Marlene, don't force the pelvis up.
Yeah.
Right? There you go. Just let it vibrate through you. It's like a vibration. Beautiful, Jane. You feel it's a vibration. Now you can make it a little faster. That's it, Mary. Right? Just bang those feet. Feel that, Corinne? It just shakes the whole skeletal system. Okay, so some of you, okay, so everybody pause. Some of you are trying too hard. So that means when you work, you're not getting the vibration. So, again, lift and just drop the feet. Just let them bang. Boom. You feel a vibration. Better, Lynn. Drop them. Drop them. This is so important. Better, Corinne. There you go, Marlene.
It's really only happening on the right side, though. The left side's just going along for the ride.
That's okay. For right now, let it go for the ride. Beautiful. Okay, try it a couple quick times and we'll let it go. Bump, bump, bump. There. Just let that whole skeleton vibrate. Let it just vibrate. You okay, Lynn? Okay, so do just the right leg. No, I said just the right leg. But you're still not letting your body vibrate. Focus on the whole system. There, drop the foot, bang it. Bang. Bang. That was a good one. No, no, that was a good one. Better, keep dropping it. Bang it, bang, bang. Okay, let it go. We'll rest. It reminds me, we're gonna do this in standing in a few minutes, but so there's all kinds of reasons why this could be challenging. But one of the things I'm going to suggest that might be part of some of you is tippy-toeing through life. Tippy-toeing, I'm not supposed to make noise in the house. Tippy-toeing, right? So, you know, it's really interesting how messages in our childhood can radiate to our whole lives, right? And that was a big one for me. We were not to make noise in the house, right? Make noise, right? Everything was to be quiet, right? So when you're to walk quiet, you have to do a lot of holding in your body to walk quiet. Right? Okay? And not to say, there's a different level, like people tell me about runners that they hear that just they bang one leg or something. That's a dysfunctional. But I'm talking an even quality of somebody making contact, okay? So there's a contact, there's tippy-toeing and hardly making any sound, and then a dysfunction of just collapsing, okay? We're talking about the middle place. Right? It's like when you listen to a horse. Toop, 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 their legs, right? They're prancing. You hear them go clop, 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 right? You hear the sound, but they're not collapsing, and they're not certainly tippy-toeing. Okay? Food for thought. Just something to percolate about. Okay. So let's bring your legs back up again to standing. This time, they don't have to be together, but you want your heels lined up under your buttocks because we are going to lift the pelvis this time. Okay, so you're going to lift the pelvis high in the air so that you feel the back of your neck pressing into the floor. So everything's up all the way to the tippy top of your shoulder blades. And then you're going to lower your pelvis one vertebra at a time. So the last part to touch is near your tailbone. And then you're going to do it again. This next time when you lift, lift with the same thought, right? So you're curling up. So you lift the tailbone, the lower back, the mid back. Right? It's like a chain. So you just don't lift the whole thing. You gradually lift as the parts are connected and you gradually lower. Excellent. Beautiful. Okay, bring the pelvis back down, and you're going to stay like this. Let's straighten the left leg, since that was the harder side. So now we're going to piece these things together. So you're going to use the right leg to push in the floor. We're going to slide the right hand down to come under the heel, and at the same time, you're going to roll onto your left side. And then you're going to roll back, right? So the back of your head carries back. The whole front of you arches so that you can roll on your left side. Beautiful, Mary. Your left arm is straight out to the side. That's going to balance you. That's it, Lynn. And then you come back, but pick the foot up right off the floor. So, Lynn, pick the foot up. Hold it and pick it up because you don't want, yes. And now bring the knee behind you, though. Why is the knee in front of you? Right? Right? You're doing this. Bring the knee behind you, right? Remember the movement we did? That's it. Roll onto your left, Lynn. Roll, roll, roll.
I'm doing the best I can.
You can roll more. Come on. Roll over. There. There. And then you come back and roll back. And there. And then there. And then put the foot down. There. So you start to lift. Belly comes forward, pull the leg back, right? And why I'm doing this with you and then go back, it's the whole form of walking. Mm-hmm. It's the coming forward and coming back. You get stuck in one location. This is the whole follow through. And now kick it back. That's it. But the only thing is, can this hand at least hold on to your pants? So you pull this behind you. So it goes behind. Remember the kicking behind? So you, yeah, don't let go. Hold here. And now think of your knee kicking behind you. That's it. And now come back onto your back. Beautiful. Good, Jane. That's it, Corinne. Beautiful, Mary. Yeah, so you can hold your pants. If you can't hold your pants, hold them by your buttocks, your butt cheeks. And then you want the shoulder blade should be falling behind you. The head should be following behind you. Oh, Marlene, you brought your head forward. Right? So your head's following behind you when you're on your side. That's it. Try it again. Beautiful. What if you went all the way over and just fell on your stomach and let it go? Yeah. Now, how could you go from your stomach back onto your side and back onto your back? Corinne, no. Go back. You want to keep the hip forward. You want to kick the leg back. That's it. That's it, Lynn. Uh-uh, Corinne. That's your problem. Don't bring the hip forward. Push your hip into the mat. Lift your knee. Nope, that was lifting your hip. Lift the knee and the foot. That's what, that's your hip. Lift the knee. Push your hip down. Lift your knee and foot. That's what takes you back. See, this is your biggest issue.
That's it.
You overuse your hip flexors.
That's it.
Keep this down. Yeah. This right here is what this, no. No, no, no. Stay. Feel. This is what brings you back. This. You spent your whole life on your hips doing everything. This does not occur till you're completely on your side. Da 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 da, all the way. Then, now it can happen. I'm just surprised how you guys even make it through the day walking. Maybe that's the thing. It's like you don't. That's why I'm going through so many of these, breaking them up into steps.
Why is it so hard to get this movement started?
Because you guys have let your hip flexors dictate this movement your whole life.
So what part of your musculature should start?
You think of your hip and you're pushing forward. Push your hip. Yeah. There. Okay, rest on your back. We want to get to the other side. It all comes from the hips. And you guys, I've been just as guilty, so I shouldn't just say you guys. This is one of my most favorite movements because we go into our hip flexors. And a lot of it's from sitting, right? Okay, let's try it on the other side. So let's bend so you do not grab, okay? You just do it in space. Just do it in space. Your leg can be there. Arm, you just imagine they're going to touch behind you. Right arm is out to the side. Beautiful, Jane. So again, Jane, Mary, those of you with knee stuff, you don't have to hold the leg. You still can have your body going through the motion, rolling over. Beautiful, Marlene. Now keep that hip forward. It's the hip pushing forward that balances you. That's it, Corinne. That's it.
This is the good side.
Well, isn't it good we always have one good side?
Yeah.
Right? The good side teaches the other side. That's it, Lynn. So Lynn, think of that hip coming forward. Kick that foot up and back. Yes. Yes. And then if you can, go all the way over to your tummy. And then from your tummy, you get a beautiful Marlene. You're going to come all the way back. Lynn, perfect. Perfect, Lynn. And then kick your knee. Yes! Oh, Lynn, that was beautiful. And then when you get on your back, let your pelvis round again. Right. Perfect. Excellent. Beautiful, you guys. I know, it's a tough movement. Okay. Let's go back onto your backs. Let's pause and rest. And just observe how you're resting on your back now, comparing and contrasting the two sides, what's feeling different, what changed, what softened, what feels more alive. slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, noticing the quality of rolling your head to each side now. So what changed in your upper back, your shoulder blades, your cervical spine? That's it. And then taking your time, you're going to roll to a side and come sitting to standing. And then I'm going to show you a movement to play with throughout the week in standing.